Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's the key to discovering delectable dining? Find something that sizzles, a time-tested favorite, a feast for your eyes and palate, and a dining experience handled with care. In Vicksburg, the key to the South.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lula.
That would be weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you are cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not, you don't want to cook, that's not a problem either. You can just head out to one of your great local steakhouses. There's just one everywhere you turn in our fair state. Eat beef this weekend. Everyone's going to be happy when they do. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, and you are looking for it, and I did screw that up because, you know, I'm just used to doing Mississippi Beef Council going into Two Brothers, but you know what? We're going to roll with that today.
You're in charge. You can do whatever you want.
I do what I want.
You can.
That's right.
To answer anybody.
Do you know what this is right here?
That's where the power lies.
That is where the power lies.
That's right. So you do whatever you want to, bro.
So I love Two Brothers Smoked Meats. I have not eaten there in a couple weeks, but I will be back there very soon. Probably going to go once again for the Build Your Own Basket. And if you missed us talking about that, if you like cheese fries, if you like pork rind nachos,
ooh, yeah,
then you can make them however you like them. Pulled pork. Old chicken, pork belly. You can even do scrimps.
A little scrimp.
A little scrimp.
Ooh.
Now, tell me some barbecue scrimp nachos don't sound good.
That do sound good.
I've done it again.
Yes.
So head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats, or if you want to go a little more refined, a little more what the French call a certain I don't know what.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes. Then head over and grab you a fancy sandwich over at The Older Brother, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, and The Older Brother, two of my favorite places in all of Starkville. So we go there and there. You know, I don't want to do Restaurant Tyler right after two.
No.
We're switching everything up today.
It.
Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. 50 years.
One definitely got moved around.
Yeah, we're moving it. We're doing a complete shuffle today.
We're moving and shaking.
People are going to tune in. People who like skip a little bit, they're going to be like, oh my God, I skipped too far. They're going to think we're 45 minutes into the show.
It's election day.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk politics on here, but,
no.
You know, there's a lot of things moving and shaking, including the ad reads.
What I would tell you is that if you need technology for your business, you should elect to talk to the good folks at Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. There are people who are listening right now, and I've thrown their day completely off.
Yeah. Well, there are families that, when they're riding down the road, they...
Yeah.
Know exactly the pattern.
They're turning around. They're going home. They're like, no, we can't get out of bed today.
Kids are like, Daddy, this isn't right. This isn't Thunder and Lightning.
Sorry. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you head to Maroon & Co. Can't wait to see how I butcher the ad read. By the way, at the end here, the next one.
Oh God,
I got to remember what I've done at this point.
I might can help.
Yeah, all right.
No promises.
Well, we can help you save some money at Maroon & Co. Our promo code is THUNDER15. 15% off all regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. If you're looking for new gear to wear to the games, to have at your house, to have on your car, to have at your tailgate, it's all right there at Maroon & Co. If you're looking for Bulldog Initiative gear, it's there at Maroon & Co. If you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. That was an ordeal.
It was an ordeal.
All right. You know what day it is. It's time for the rumblings. Let's see if I mean I don't know how I don't think we have a ton of questions today. I think everybody got so caught up in the basketball.
Well, I screwed it up last night and I came through late.
It was late in the game.
Yeah.
So that's fine. We'll just jump right in. There it is. Okay. Our first question, Tyler Anderson. Who are y'all's most disliked NFL player and college football player? Mine is Tom Brady and Cam Newton. So, Robbie, who is your most you're a Steeler fan.
Of all time.
It's got to be a Raven or maybe a Bengal. Or is it Brady? Who is it?
We can't use Brady, right?
Well, if that's yours, you can use it.
It was Brady. Mm-hmm. Later on in his career, I began to just appreciate the greatness.
Yeah.
But for most of my fandom, when he was in the NFL, it was absolutely Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I hated Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
College player? I'm trying to think. College football player? I don't know. I don't know who would be my number one.
Mm.
I'm trying to think, because, since I've been covering the sport, I don't really have a most hated guy.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I despised Cam Newton because Mississippi State, had they gotten him, probably wins the national championship.
Yeah.
And it was just the disgust of that, the fact he was ringing a cowbell mere weeks before he decided to commit to Auburn. And, Mississippi State boosters botched the opportunity to have a Heisman winner and a national championship quarterback.
Yeah.
That made me angry. So it was Cam Newton for a while.
Don't have one now?
No. I mean, when you cover the sport, I don't really just have anybody that I just, hate.
Oh, that's going to make my answer kind of interesting. For an NFL player...
Yours is Jackson Dart.
It's not Dart.
Okay.
For an NFL player... You know, there's a difference between, you can have respect for someone you disliked, right?
So Tom Brady is mine.
Right. Mine's Joe Montana.
Oh, okay.
Montana, remember back in the old days, the Saints were in the NFC West
The
49ers, and some good Saints teams couldn't get past Montana and the 49ers. So every time I saw Montana, I was like, God, not again. So that's probably mine.
That's exactly why I feel the way I did about Brady, because some of the best – offenses that we ever had.
Yeah, you just ran into Tom Brady then.
Yeah, you just couldn't beat him.
So, my least favorite college football player is Chad Kelly. He, to me, symbolizes everything
that.
I don't like about Ole Miss. A guy who got a million chances because of who he was and not because of what his name was and his talent, not because he was a good person. He has done nothing but prove that he is a total social deviant ever since he left Ole Miss. And you still have these random Ole Miss fans he's better than Dak. He still is. I can't stand that. So Chad Kelly, number one.
And, I mean, any other, situation, he doesn't really fit in the Ole Miss mold to me.
No. He's a person that would cross the street to get away from.
Yeah. But since he was a former five-star quarterback or whatever.
Exactly. Micah Schneider. That might be a first-time rumbler. I don't remember that name. So welcome, Micah. Well, let's make sure you're a real person. You know what? Looks like a real person. I had one last night. They followed me. I looked for 2 seconds at the thing. I Googled their picture. It was somebody else. I was like,
when the picture's blurry, the picture's blurry, it's not them.
This was a completely clear picture, but as soon as I Googled it, it was somebody. It was like a real person's Twitter account. I was like, I'm out.
I can confirm to you that Micah is real because he used to be my Sunday school class.
Okay, great. So welcome, Micah.
Yeah, I know who Micah is.
Well, he's got one here. It's kind of a little bit of both of us in this question. Is there anything worse than being a State Saints Yankee fan right now?
Yeah, I mean, I could think of some worse. I mean, you could be cheering for...
You could go State, Saints. Who was the worst team in baseball this year? The
White Sox.
Yeah, you could be a White Sox fan.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be much worse. So,
I mean, at least the Yankees went to the World Series.
Yeah, you can't complain too much on that. I mean, I understand being upset by that, but at the same time, you're like, we had a good season.
I mean, the Yankees have not done anything of substance since 2009. Them going to the World Series this year was a milestone for them in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
People always give me a hard time for being a Yankees fan, which, again, I will repeat, a grandfather pitched in the Yankees farm system.
He literally got grandfathered in.
Like, Normally, this would look very suspicious, but I mean, I feel like I have a good excuse.
No, you're good. I don't question you.
It's not like the Yankees are what the Yankees have been. Like, the game has changed. They aren't, you know, kind of what the Dodgers are right now. That's not them. I mean, they've become very average compared to a lot of the rest of the MLB. And they haven't done anything since 2009. So, like, a whole generation is now coming up on not knowing that the Yankees are the Yankees.
Yeah.
In some regard. Yeah.
I know, I agree. Also from Micah. Also, I'm going to the game in Knoxville this weekend. Any advice for making a brown bag head covering? I mean, just go to your local grocery store and tell them paper, not plastic.
Burlap sack.
You'll be fine. So, John. Brian, pick the next coach for the Saints, and it can't be Ben Johnson. Right now, do you know who the betting favorite is?
Lane Kiffin?
No. But
who?
You're on the kind of the right track. Joe Brady.
Really?
I could get behind.
I mean, I could see that.
Guy knows offense.
Y'all need an offensive
we
guy,
need an offensive
I think.
Head coach. I think I have come to the conclusion that unless you are getting a elite, Saban, smart kind of guy.
Yeah.
You want offensive head coaches.
Yeah, I don't like defensive head coaches, honestly.
I just feel like they meddle too much in the offense time to time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it seemed like that would be a really good hire.
Yeah, I would be for that. Also, would you draft a quarterback first round, and so who would it be? So the Saints right now, likely to pick in the top five. The Saints have so many needs, I might try to trade out and see if somebody needs a quarterback. I mean, here's what I think. I think you could get a good quarterback in, like, the second round there. Like, is Dart a first-rounder? I'm not saying I want Dart, but...
Shadeur Sanders?
Yeah, that's top five guy. He'll go.
But like, before... So, you want to trade out of the first round?
Well, I would just trade down.
Trade down.
Yeah.
You don't want to get a... Yeah, you don't want to get like, one of these quarterbacks.
Maybe pick up another first-round pick, and now you can get some weapons, or build up the offensive line a little bit, and then in the second round, maybe try to find a quarterback. Or maybe you just, you know...
So, are you sticking with Derek Carr?
I would probably think Rattler would have a better chance.
Yes.
I don't know. They got a lot.
I'm very impressed with him, which I know
that's not on him.
I know. I mean, the offensive line sucks, and the
void right now.
I get that, but I mean, when he had the chance, I wasn't really impressed with him either. But
yeah,
I've never been like a huge Rattler fan.
I think he was at Oklahoma. He wasn't that good.
Yeah,
in South Carolina, I mean, he was good. He
did a lot for them last year, and yeah. I mean, strange. I mean, they had Xavier Leggett. They had, I mean, the running game was like they had a decent running game. They should have been better
defensively. They were bad last year.
Yeah. So.
All right, Justin Gray. With so much football talent coming out of Mississippi, there's always a conversation about winning in-state recruiting. Is it spread evenly around the state, or are there one or two high schools churning out all that talent? I think it's spread very evenly.
It's spread around.
I mean, like. Next year, Tupelo has like three guys, but most of the part, it's just like one guy at one school. It's not like the old days where South Panola would have like seven guys.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, like, you know, Tupelo's had a lot of talent, but like top-end guys, I don't know if they've had a lot of those. You know, you'll see like these five stars come through, and they're kind of like at random places. You know, Kamario Taylor is at Knoxby. He's the first like real legit prospect they've had since Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah.
And, you know, Starkville produces talent, but I think a lot of people think, you know, they had that run of, you know, Kobe Jones, A.J. Brown, Willie Gay that were all on the same team. That was kind of a rare thing. It's always
Don't
a talented
Cam
team.
Do
what?
Don't leave Cam Gardner out of
that. Yeah. I think he was like a couple years later.
Yeah.
But they always have good talent, but it's not like elite talent each and every year.
Yeah.
It's very. I mean, George County, they've produced some good players.
They tend to have some,
but
players.
They have. They don't always have a Deuce Knight or something like that.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, we've seen guys from, you know, North Mississippi, the coast, the Pine Belt, you know, Central Mississippi. It's kind of all over the place right now.
You look at the top 10 in Mississippi this year; they're all from different schools. And they're all, you're talking about, like, they're not all big schools, like Choctaw County.
Yeah.
George County, not a big school. Quitman, not a big school. Knoxby is, what, a 4A school? 3A?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Laurel. Tyler Miller is from Laurel. Winona is a 3A school.
Tyler, Yeah, Tyler Miller is from Laurel,
Yeah,
right?
Tyler Lockhart is who you were about to
Yeah,
say. He's from
Winona.
Winona. Andrew Maddox is from Oak Grove. That's a big 7A school.
Oak Grove produces some talent.
Tyshawn Willis is of Velma Jackson. That's a 1A school, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Jacoby Hobson is a Lake Cormorant. I think they're a 4A, I think.
They might be five.
Okay. And then Mario Nash is at Kemper County. So not only are you talking about 10 different schools, but all right, so north, sort of northeast Mississippi in Choctaw. George County is near the coast. Quitman is like west central
It's around
Mississippi.
Meridian.
Yeah, it's around Meridian. Noxubee is up in this area. Laurel, now you're in the Pine Belt. Winona is in the center of the state, more or less. Oak Grove is in the Pine Belt. Where's Velma Jackson? Where's Camden? I don't even know where that is.
It's around Canton, I
Okay,
think.
so you're talking about near Hinds County, all that kind of
Yeah.
area. Lake Cormorant is up in the the north west part of the state near Memphis, and then Kemper County is again back down towards the, it's getting between like the Pine
Around
Belt and Meridian.
Scuba Meridian.
So yeah, you've got, I mean, and then you go to the next ones. I mean, you have how far down do I have to go to find a repeat? Next, let's just go through the next 10. Tupelo, Holmes County, Hattiesburg. There's back to back at Hartfield, but that's an academy that recruits players.
Yeah.
So it's not really a
That's just like kind of metro, I
right.
would say.
The first real repeat is Anson Lewis from Oak Grove. So you got
Yeah.
two from Oak Grove, then Madison Central, Holly Springs, another George County, and then Pascagoula. So yeah, they're all over the
All
place.
over. Which begs the question, can Mississippi State start to cut down on these players leaving the state? Like, I think that's a real priority for Jeff Levy, but that's going to be a battle because everybody's coming in here now.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's coming here. The secret's out about Mississippi. They know that you can come in here and get a guy that's a three-star, and he can be an NFL guy. That's just the type of players that Mississippi produces. I think a lot of it has to do with, like, in Mississippi, for one, we don't have anything else but sports. Like, we have sports and we have some industry, factory working, like stuff like that, but we don't have a whole lot of like big business stuff like that. Like, we grow up and a lot of people, to make it out, you got to play sports. And it's tough. Like, you go through adversity, you go through, like, you have to fight through a lot of hardships in life. A lot of us, grew up in low income or low middle class families. You have to fight for, I mean, you don't have a silver spoon.
Yeah.
And I think people are finding it out. These guys, when we bring them in, they play harder than everybody else. They're tougher. They can take things, more than a lot of other guys. A lot of them are more coachable. It goes beyond just being a freak athlete like a bunch of these guys are. I mean,
Yeah.
they're good, all around good players.
All right, Hunter Boland asks, who wins this tag team cartoon dad match? Fred Flintstone and George Jetson versus Hank Hill and Peter Griffin. I think this is an easy win for Flintstone and Jetson. I mean, Flintstone is a legitimate caveman.
Yes, and he has like this massive club
Yeah.
that he can just
I
hit
mean,
people over the head with.
he picks up a dinosaur on a
Yeah.
regular basis. Hank Hill and Peter Griffin, big tough guys.
George Jetson's going to have some ingenuity.
Yeah.
He's from the future.
Yeah.
Hank Hill and Peter Griffin are, middle-aged dads. Peter Griffin's, for lack of a better word, he's out of shape, lazy, doesn't look very athletic. I mean, and Hank Hill kind of the same way. This would be a bloodbath, I think.
Agreed. Agreed. Where are we here? Sarthak Sharma. So Sarthak, he comes in my post game. He's always Sam Sharma. I always feel like I butcher his name. So I'm just gonna go,
Let's
start
start
going.
calling him Sam.
He's now Sam. So Sam, now you're
Okay.
Sam. Rumbling's question: I watched the South Carolina A&M game, and the game atmosphere at South Carolina looked incredible. How far are we from that? And how much blame does Selman get for not investing in football? I mean, I feel like Jose Mourinho here. Those were investments from the past. So I mean, that's something that South Carolina was doing 5, 6 years ago. So
Yeah.
Selman has some blame in that it hasn't happened yet. But I feel like those plans are in the works. But the real blame lies in the previous administration. How far are we from that? I mean, I think next year you'll see some upgrades, but I don't know if it'll look like that.
I think the issue here is like, and we have discussed this before, and I don't want to go too deep in it, but I think that it gets thrown around like, is Mississippi State poor or not? Whatever. I don't think the Mississippi State is poor, that Mississippi State doesn't have any money right now. I think they're just trying to be wise in the money that they do have. And from Selman's point of view, it's that, the previous administration spent a lot of the funds within the athletic department on facility upgrades. And this administration likes to fundraise for those facilities. If you look at the new locker rooms and the lounge area and basketball, which if you have not seen that stuff, it's incredible. It looks amazing. Have you seen some of that?
I've seen some of the render, not the rendering, the pictures. Yeah,
the courtside area. That was our press conference room for years, and it's now been turned into almost like a speakeasy type atmosphere, a place you can come in. They have a bar in there, pregame drinks, food, all that stuff. There's this big light up sign in the lobby that says the hump. They really outdid themselves on that. Like, I give Selman all the credit on that, but he went and fundraised for those things. So there's people's names on plates when you look outside of those buildings, and it's or rooms, and it's got their name on it. That's how a lot of people operate. Well, Mississippi State did not operate that way for a lot of the projects for the previous administration.
Right.
So a lot of that money is not there. And that's why, I mean, you've seen some prices go up on food. Last year they had softball season tickets for the first time. They're trying to make some money. Prices are going up at baseball. These non-revenue sports, they got to make some money somewhere. But on these upgrades at football, like some of this stuff, I feel like I'm at the point where you just have to do it. Whether that be through fundraising or taking out a loan, or I don't know, but I mean, this stuff is that we're at the point now where it's a necessity. You're the only school in the SEC that doesn't have that stuff. So at some point, you're just gonna have to bite the bullet and do it. And prices are not going to go down for a while on construction costs, I don't think. So, do you want to go ahead and do it now and get it out of the way, or do you want to wait for it to go up another $10 million or something?
Yeah.
In 5 years.
Exactly.
Did you hear any of that while you were typing away?
Yes, you were talking about how Mississippi State's going to attack this and how construction costs aren't going anywhere, and
that was the last thing I said. But you didn't listen to any of it. What were you doing over there?
I'm trying to get money into our program.
I'm
dealing with customers.
You feel like this is the time to do it? Not when we're
the person texts me
on air.
I got to do it. I got to do it.
We're on air right now. We're live.
Great news.
This is live, pal.
Great news. I can always just go back and listen to what you said.
This is live, pal.
Yeah, you'll get over it. You're already over it. Yeah. Allison asked us to give her a quick who's who of the new faces on the men's basketball team. Allison, did you not listen? I'm hurt. We did a whole podcast.
We have a lady in the rumblings.
Yeah.
Let's be respectful, please.
I'm being respectful. Respect is happening. All right. So
the new faces. Well, I mean,
you saw a couple of them last night. Yeah.
I thought a good portion of them played pretty well last night.
Yeah, I mean, Femina was really the only one who didn't get real minutes. He played at the end, which was, I thought, surprised. I was surprised. This is like we're going to go in a different way, but the big man rotation surprised me. Seeing Gal Troll out there that early surprised me.
I think he was, Jans was pronouns pal, as Jim Ross says. I think Jans was rewarding the guys that had played hard, been practicing hard, and probably sending a little bit of a message. I mean, I'm sure there was a little bit of a message to Riley Kugel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there was a message to Michael Nwoko, who's a guy that they hope can blossom into a starting center for them.
Yeah.
And it was a message to Keyshawn Murphy that you've done everything right this offseason. You deserve to start.
So the only new face that started was Kanye Cleary.
Yeah.
And
you certainly saw some flashes from him. Numbers weren't, like, great.
Yeah, but you see the talent.
You can see that guy's going to be a stud.
Obviously, Claudell Harris had the big night, 20 points, couple or 6 3-pointers for him. Michael Nwoko played some good minutes for Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that R.J. Melendez showed some flashes, looked okay.
He's going to defend.
Yeah.
He's got the ability to shoot.
He's got the length.
Yeah.
You could see why people were saying he could replace DJ.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the numbers, they're very comparable.
I think that Riley Kugel, and we, I think it may have been that you that asked about him, but just didn't have the opening night. Like the night that Claude L. Harris had, I thought that Riley Kugel might have that kind of night going into the game. But
I just have so many questions with him, like how he's going to react to Jan's coaching style.
yeah.
Is he going to be able to kind of live up to what Jan's wants?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. And like Jan's is even, I mean, he will tell you straight up what's going on behind the scenes. Like
Yeah.
he'll tell you if a guy's not doing what they need him to do. And one of the things that he said, I think it was a couple weeks ago when he talked to the media, was that they're still trying to get him to play the way they want him to play. And he even said it last night. He didn't think that Kugel was out there going through the motions or not playing hard. And I think you could see that. I thought he played hard. I think it just didn't go his way. But if you get that guy playing at the best of his ability, which Jans mentioned might be the most gifted player on the entire offense, you really got something going. So yeah, that it's an exciting group that I think has a ton of potential. But you can definitely see a major difference in the style of play in this team in the last two.
No question. I thought that Kugel didn't seem frustrated, at least the
Yeah.
way he played. I thought that he didn't play well in the first half, but he came out in the second half and gave you some good minutes. And he did some things where you can kind of see the basketball IQ, just the shots weren't falling for him.
Yeah, he'll be fine. A lot of these guys, I was talking to Paul on the way back, walking to our cars, and I was just saying, like, it's not gonna be Claude L. Harris's night every night.
Right.
I think there's gonna be nights where Kanye Clary drops a 30 burger or something,
It could happen, yeah.
or Riley Kugel goes off, or RJ Melendez hits some big shots. I think Hubbard's gonna be probably your most consistent guy without a doubt. But all these guys have the potential on any given night to be the guy. That's the exciting thing, is they've built depth, especially at those 1 through 3 positions. They've built depth there to have, if somebody's having a bad night, you don't have a, like, oh shoot, Josh Hubbard's struggling, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I think somebody's going to be able to step up. The one question mark to me is at center.
Yeah. The other new face that was shown last night was Delquan Warren. He played some early
Yeah.
minutes, and he's the only freshman that we've talked about so far.
Played early, which tells you they had no intentions of redshirting him. Like,
Right.
he's
He's
going
going
to
to go.
play. And I know a lot of people were like, why not redshirt him? If you can kind of keep it a straight rotation of him and Clary at the point guard spot,
Yeah.
I like that. You keep Josh off the ball, you keep those guys off the ball, and you have two, like, legit point guards running things. When
And
he's out,
you
then
have a
it's
point forward. Don't forget Cam.
that's true.
He's gonna be running that offense a lot, I
That's
think.
another thing. Like last night, he was a complete non-factor because of foul trouble,
Yeah, he his
and you still
him
won
him
handily.
being able to run the point, that helps State having no size, by him playing out there on the perimeter like that and doing that it drags a big out of the middle. So that's gonna help State a lot, I think, if he can do that. He's gonna have to hit some perimeter shots though, so we'll
Yeah,
see.
Jans is, like, so frustrated at the fact that he's getting some foul trouble. And I just don't know at this point if it's going to ever change. Like,
Yeah,
that's just how
I
he
think it's
is.
because he
It's how he
plays
plays.
hard and he's trying to make a stop. I can't fault him too much.
He doesn't ever get the benefit of the doubt either. It could be
No,
so big.
yeah,
So any kind of contact, it goes against him.
yeah. Sheldon Nations asks, "Will Hubbard set the Mississippi State single season scoring record?" So I went and looked.
Is that Jeff Malone?
Malone has it with no 3-point shot.
Yeah, there's no telling what he would have had with a three-point
So
shot.
State played 35 games last year. So let's say.
He set the freshman record last year.
So let's say let's give State 2 more games. We'll just say they make a Sweet 16 run, just for the just for grins and giggles, right? The record is 777 points. So he would have to average 21 a game.
Not,
I mean, it's not undoable,
it's
but
tough, but it's not. But that's not something that's completely out of reach,
yeah.
like,
He
Latoya
obviously
Thomas's.
won't get the points per game. That's Bailey Howell. He
Bailey
had like
Howell.
27, 28 points a game. That's not going to happen. But he has a chance. We'll say it that way. He has a chance. Let's see here.
Got a
Got a
chance.
chance. Colton Watson. Oh, yeah, brother.
I had like
Harder to
10
watch.
questions before Colton got in here.
Hard to watch this year's defense or last year's offense? This year's defense is an easy answer for me. Like, the offense struggles at times. I get it. I can get it. Sometimes you're just – because last year, just, you know, Rodgers wasn't cut out to run that offense, and that's fine. There's no excuse to be this bad on defense.
Yeah.
For anybody.
And I will say this, just in general, I would take great offense, bad defense, mm-hmm. over bad offense, great defense. But in this case,
this is different.
Like, this was like our conversation back in the summer. Like, you know, are you okay with just Mississippi State just being bad on defense if they can get it done on offense? Mm-hmm. And I think we both agreed on that.
Yeah.
That I don't care about the defense. I do care about this. If you're this bad, that's inexcusable. Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have a product this bad on either side of the ball.
Agreed.
And when you do, I mean, there's got to be some major changes there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's probably my answer, too, I guess. As bad as last year was, as tough as it was to watch.
Pick four defenders you'd like to keep on the two deep next year, not named Pollock, Smith, or Blanton. Okay. McClendon.
Kai McClendon.
I'll take McClendon back.
Zachary Tillman.
Without
a doubt.
No question.
I would even put Zachary Tillman at the top of that list.
Yeah. And then?
We need two more.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still sticking with Travion Williams, because if it ever clicks with him, you have an NFL caliber lineman.
I just don't know that it's ever going to do that, but I'll go with you. And then,
I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but Kelly Jones has the potential.
Oof.
I still think he's a safety. I've said that since he was in high school.
Rylan Lanier. Would it keep him over Kelly Jones?
Another guy that should be a safety.
Yeah.
Like, they've played him out of position some at cornerback.
Yeah.
I think I would still go Kelly Jones over him, the potential there. Mm-hmm. Kelly's still just a redshirt freshman.
Okay.
I think Kelly has all the makings of being a really good player. We just haven't seen it yet. But, yeah, there's not a ton of guys. That,
yeah. Okay.
That you go to bat. But to me, I mean, like I said, I mean, I would put Zachary Tillman up there with Isaac Smith. Just from every time he's in the game, I feel like he's one of the only people that's kind of dynamic out there that can make a play, knock a pass down, maybe get in the backfield, something like that. Like, he's one of the few.
Also, from last one from Colton here, rank these things in terms of future NIL dollars prioritization: buying a new defense, retaining Coleman, Craver, MVB, and other offensive playmakers, adding new offensive talent, including the new offensive line, and Josh Hubbard year three. That might actually be...
That's the correct order.
Yeah, like, I love Hubbard, but he is dead last.
Well, and I don't think it's going to be, like, pressing. Like, yeah. I think Josh is happy here. I think he knows you're going to make it work for him.
Yeah, but State has to get defense, and then they have to retain Craver and Coleman. Coleman may go to the draft. I don't know. Craver and MVB need to be on this team next year.
Which I have no anticipation that they won't.
Right, but you never know. And then you got to add around them, and then Hubbard. Yeah, that's the correct order. Yeah, we did. We did it. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll go to the break here, which again could be a train wreck. Hail State five ever.
Okay, five ever, not four ever.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Which former MSU coach?
There's meaning there.
Yeah, I know. Would you vote for president? Also, which former MSU player would you have as their running mate? Any sport, any time, doesn't matter, if they were on campus at the same time. Okay.
Jackie Sherrill.
That's not where I was going. Mine might have upset some people, but they popped into my head. I'm like, yep, that's the
question. Jim Moorhead?
No. Vic Schaefer.
Oh, yeah.
Schaefer could be president.
He could run he could definitely run the country.
Because he's down home enough.
Yeah.
He's also a hard guy. You know, he knows how to run things. And then what former player so I need a little bit of a softer edge, right? I need somebody who's a little more fan-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Mangum.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely.
You tell me I can vote Schaefer, Mangum. That's change I can get behind.
The moniker, the mayor,
mm-hmm.
is there's never been a better name for someone, I feel like, than calling him the mayor.
Yeah.
If Jake ran for office, I would vote for him without any hesitation.
Yeah. The other one from Hail State 5 ever, and then we'll do the break. Since when did hating your rival turn into them living, quote, rent-free in your head? How is it not healthy and normal in a rivalry to rag on each other and point out how you're better than them? Or is that lame now? This is just something that people do because they know it upsets you.
They do it whenever times are tough for them and they don't have anything else to say. Yeah, I think it happens here too. I mean, I've made some remarks similar to that before. Like if an Ole Miss fan is just constantly in my mentions or something, I'm always gonna say you're always like, why do you care about what's going on at Mississippi State right now? You have a playoff contending team. Mississippi State is in shambles. Why do you care?
Yeah,
and it goes both ways.
I had a guy Saturday night. I think you might remember. He's an old school Twitter troll, Cameron Vaughn. Remember him, Cam Vaughn?
I mean, it sounds familiar.
So I'm just doing my thing.
Ole Miss guy?
Yeah, in the chat it just says hottie toddy. I immediately muted him and I was like, folks, I just want you guys to tell me or just say that whenever they talk about it's just one-sided, the rent-free thing, this guy's team won by 30 points earlier today. They are poised to make the college football playoff. They're going to have a chance to play for a national championship. They played their best game of the season today. How is that guy spending his free time? He's in a Mississippi State post-game show after they played UMass trying to troll. Don't ever tell me rent-free just goes one way.
Yeah.
Like
both sides care.
The guy's a loser.
Some of the ones that don't are the ones that just aren't, like, they're from Texas, Georgia, yeah, Tennessee, wow. New York, anyone, and they just don't know.
I guess. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business needs. What does that mean? It means that your business's message gets out there with Pip Printing and Signs better than it can with just about anybody else. That's why they're the best. That's why they are telling you that if you are a business that's already spending money on printing, you need to talk to Pip Printing and Signs. Check out their website, pipridgeland.com. Get a better look at what they can offer you. And then you make the call to Cam Baker, 601-499-5216. And I've mentioned this before. It's been a while. That's his cell phone number. So when we talk about a commitment to service, he didn't send you to the switchboard. He didn't send you to a salesman. That's the owner of the company's phone number, that he's going to handle it personally. That's a level of service you're not getting elsewhere. Don't forget, if you're a Mississippi State fan, 10% of your sale directly to the Bulldog Initiative when you work with Pip Printing and Signs. You're already spending that money on printing. Spend it with Pip Printing and Signs. Help the Bulldog Initiative. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I know that you're looking for it. I know that you're looking for new gear. You're looking for stuff with the new logos. It's available to you at College Corner. The holidays are coming up. You got to put stuff under the tree for your Bulldog fans. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowway by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. And I think I'm going to go eat there this week, because I like eating at Restaurant Tyler. I like the blue plates at Restaurant Tyler better than I like anybody else's blue plates in Starkville, and it's one of the best ones I've had in this state. I love the catfish. I love the chicken. I love the cheese grits and the mac and cheese, and I even like the cornbread. So that tells you how good it is right there. When you want to eat a great meal, it's easy to find in Starkville. You just got to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations out there to serve you in central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You can't afford to wait around. You can't afford to be on hold. You can't afford to talk to people who don't know you from Adam. So that's why you want to deal with Priority One Bank. They give you a level of service you cannot get at those other big corporate banks. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. MSU Tidwell, why are the tickets for State versus Memphis December 21st so damn expensive? Nosebleed seats are $100 each. I don't know where you're looking, man. I've got the Memphis website pulled up. They got tickets on sale for like $25.
Do you?
Yeah.
I did hear that the other day, that they were really expensive.
Like, you can sit. So, like, the courts, if you want to sit in section 105, which is center court, how many seats? I guess, you know, find the best available in section P there. You're going to pay. Now, those are expensive. Those are $210 a piece. But that's, you know. But if you want to sit in like 209 up in the top level, there's $24 seats available up there all the way across. So go to the Memphis website and look there, man.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Why is it so expensive? I think it's because
Memphis cares about basketball.
That's their only thing that they really truly care about. You
Yeah.
know, that they'll go to football games somewhat, but I mean, basketball is their thing. While we're kind of on that topic, just real quick, it's kind of like it doesn't make sense to me that Mississippi State's heartbeat is their student section right now, and half of it's in the upper deck.
No, I agree with that.
And you look down there in a couple of sections, and you have patchy seats down there, people that sit on their hands. And that, and look, I'm not saying people need to be standing up cheering, but like,
You
if
just can't stop getting us in trouble,
no,
right?
I'm just saying it doesn't make
Everyone's
sense
yelling
to
at
me
us.
that the only people that are constantly in the game right now, well, you finally have gotten your student section back to where it was, is your students. And you got all these empty seats over there for most non-conference. Like, can we just sacrifice a little bit of money from some of those people to put a better atmosphere out there? Like, to me, that just makes sense. Because there were, you know, maybe 1,000 or so people that weren't seen on television that were up in the upper decks that were actually cheering when you have a bunch of maroon empty seats down there in patches. Like,
Yeah.
I just feel like it's probably time to make that move.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
I've never understood students in the upper deck, I
Yeah.
guess. And like the places that are truly like elite, care about basketball, all that, their students are very visible. Their students are very much a part of the game.
There were students in the upper deck back in the Final Four year. I mean,
There was. There
but
was.
there was just more. They just need to give another lower section to the
Yeah.
students. One more section would be fine.
One more section. That section by the band and right next to that, like right behind the pit area,
Yeah.
that would be fine. Just let that be one more section of students.
Yeah, I agree
That
with you.
should take care of
I
it.
agree with you. Rob
Just
should have.
a quick little,
Yeah.
it's not even really complaining. It's just
We're going to hear about that. I'm
advocating.
just saying.
I'm an advocate.
Rob Chittum asks, when eating a homemade cookie, do you eat it from the outside in or do you break it in half and eat it inside out? I just take a bite, so I guess I go outside in.
The inside, like
Like
what, like
break
push
it in
it.
half and then eat like that.
I think I take a bite and then I start pulling it apart.
Okay, I just take
Usually,
bites, yeah. Do you think the ULM coach immediately knew he was fired after pushing the lineman, or do you think what he thought he did was okay?
I
I think
think he.
he was probably like, I'm a great coach. This is how you get these young men going.
Yeah, and then you know he probably came back and was like, "Kids just aren't tough anymore," or
Yeah.
whatever. But like that's, to me, that's just not really acceptable in any. At any time period, like I don't know what a kid gains from that. Like,
Yeah.
there's a difference
Nothing.
between coach
Nothing.
hard, which I think is what you're supposed to do, and just being a fool. Like
Yeah,
that,
I
to
agree.
me, that was foolish behavior.
I agree. Ryan Sims asks, what's your expectations for men's basketball? Is it too crazy to say we can be a Sweet 16 or Elite Eight? Again, we talked about that last week, that it just depends on these matchups so much when you get into the tournament. This team is talented enough to get there, but it just depends.
Yeah, and I don't even think they have to be like great in the post, but they're going to have to rebound better. They're going to have to defend better down there.
Yeah.
And every year, Jans gets that out of his team by March. Like the defense always comes together. So I think that's definitely going to come together at some point. He will figure it out there. They have pieces that they haven't been able to improve on greatly in the middle of a season. Three-point shooting, they finally have that. That's something that Chris Jans couldn't really teach. So that part of it's going to be taken care of. It's the defensive side and the rebounding that they're going to have to make a run.
Caleb Goddard, Hubbard and Harris, the new Splash Bros. All right, no, we're not doing that. We're not even about to make those comparisons. No, sir.
Yeah, and I just come up with another. Just find another
Well, I mean, I'm just
comparison.
saying, I'm not going to sit here and tell you after one game that those two guys are equal to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Just not going to do
Well,
that.
if they do this like 5 games in a
Then
row,
we'll talk. And we'll talk.
I think they're capable of being like the college version of that.
CJ Moore asks, which Mississippi State sports figure or story deserves its own movie? Like an Invincible, The Blinds. Why would you include The Blind Side? That is a fictional movie based on a work of fiction and a bunch of stuff that never happened. Rudy, kind of the same. We
Yeah,
Are Marshall.
there's a lot of differences in
Yeah.
Rudy and the what really happened in
Yeah.
the movie.
Yeah. Anyway,
The answer is the game of change.
The Game of Change. I'll tell you another one. a biopic about Dak, like
Yeah, that'd
going
be
through
cool.
his mom passing away and all that, would
Yeah.
be really nice.
Yeah, that'd
Now,
be
that
good.
being said, I want Hollywood to take those liberties they take, and State beats Alabama and Ole Miss at the end of that year,
Yeah.
and you know, we go from there.
I mean, they did that on, Friday Night Lights was a little different.
Yeah,
And
it was.
what's another good story? John Harris, whenever he was
John Harris.
the terror of every scrimmage we ever watched in football.
We're talking about practice, the John Harris story.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't
Okay.
know if there was like another. I think the Game of Change would be a
Being
great story.
incredible. I'm surprised. Yeah,
I
they
mean,
did the movie, what, I forget what it's called, with Texas Western. Which
yeah,
they
Glory
like
Road,
Glory Road.
great
They could
movie.
have done
Very
that.
similar. That could
And
be very similar.
if State had won, maybe they would. But
Yeah.
at the same time, I don't know.
But it's just like, all those great teams Mississippi State had, like
Yeah.
that wasn't even one of their greatest
Yeah,
teams.
I wasn't the best of that group.
Those teams that Bailey Howell was on.
One national title. Hunter Boulware
State of
asked,
Mississippi, man, that's been holding state back for a long time.
Hunter Boulware asks, going to Knoxville for the game this weekend, any advice for the road trip and game day ahead of me? Only been once, and I don't have a whole lot that I remember about
Yes, I like
it was fine.
Knoxville.
I had a good
I've
time.
never been to a football game there, but I like it a lot. There's a restaurant that's like right on the river that we stopped at when we came back from, I guess it was Charlotte we went
Yeah, I
to.
don't even remember where I ate.
It was really good. We went there. It's kind of like just like a little wings and burger place right there on the
There you go.
water. I mean, you can see the stadium from there. So like I'll go check that place out. It's probably gonna be a madhouse for the game, but
Did y'all go to any away games as students? And if so, which ones were your favorites? I did. I went to LSU twice. I went to Auburn once. I went to both games at Ole. I went to three games at Ole Miss as a student. I went to two at Alabama. So yeah, the best one I went to as a student was the 97 Auburn game.
I don't know if I went to like a road. I went to a bowl game.
You ever go to an Egg Bowl up there and go to Oxford when you were a student?
No, when I was a younger kid, I did.
Oh.
I didn't go to, when I was in school. When I was at State, that would have been like 2010 and 2012. I didn't go to either one of those. But I haven't missed. Well, I take that back. I missed in 2016. I haven't missed one since,
Your Egg
other than
Bowl?
that one. Yeah. I've been 2013 through now, with the exception of 16. I've been every year. You've been a lot longer than that.
Yes.
You've been since like the 80s, right?
No, the last one I missed was 92.
Okay.
So
I think Paul's been to every one since the 80s.
his streak is ahead of mine, and
Yeah.
then David Murray's streak is ahead of both of us.
And he missed one year, I
Did he?
think. I think he might have missed a couple years
I gotta find that
ago.
out. I might be. Yeah, okay. I didn't know it was ahead. Yeah,
I don't know. I can't.
Paul is like two or three ahead of me. So my streak, so 93, this would be 32, I think, this year is correct.
Yeah,
So
I've been 13 through now and take out 16.
you've been to the six in a row.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Alexandra Watson asks us, when you see a train that has
Eight in
any.
a row. Seven.
No, you missed this.
This will
Seven,
be my eighth.
this will be your eighth. Okay.
Yeah.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Yes.
Eight in a
Yes.
row.
Alexander Watson, when you see a train that has engines on both ends, is there a conductor in both engines? I think not. I think, like, because it just depends on which way it's going, that's where the conductor would be. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I am just straight up going to Google this question.
Yeah, I don't know what trains are like. I haven't been on a train in a while. I don't know what they're like these days.
The AI overview says no. When a train has engines at both ends, there's typically only one conductor on the entire train, regardless of what engine they are situated in. They are not in both engines simultaneously, as only one conductor is needed to manage the whole train operation. There you go. Now
Okay.
we just learned something today. Wade Jones, do you think that society is getting smarter or dumber? Let me tell you why I think it's smarter. Because after he scared the hell out of me by turning on his blue lights as I was walking to the game. Now, whenever I'm walking to the game and I see a highway patrol car, I'm on alert. I'm looking in both ways, making sure nothing's happening.
You got PTSD.
I have gotten smarter. I think as a society, we're getting much dumber.
Yeah, I think
we're on the bordering on idiocracy here.
We haven't even gotten to iPad generation yet. Generation, they might blow up the whole world.
Yeah, it's very possible.
That's going to be the start of idiocracy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's you know, maybe they can freeze one of us. They'll just freeze one of us, just like they did in the movie. And we're totally average
man on Earth at that point.
We're totally average human beings in this age. But when we come back, we can tell them, no, you actually don't use Gatorade on plants.
It's Brondo.
I know, but in this, we can actually talk
it's
about Gatorade.
And, crave.
Exactly. Electrolytes.
Yeah. The stuff out of the toilet?
Yeah, maybe we need to put water on this and it'll grow. God, this guy's a genius. Put him in the cabinet.
It's the stuff that's out of the toilet?
The President Camacho.
That makes me laugh every time. Kenny Manning, I've never seen a single episode of Miami Vice, Magnum PI, The Office, or Parks and Rec. What wildly popular TV show or movies have you never watched? First off, this is quite the spread here. Like Magnum PI and Miami Vice are 80s shows, and then you go into like the 2010s. Like, how old are you? It's cool if you're like 20 and you've never seen Miami Vice.
But I mean, I think he's just using several examples. Mine would be three of those. I haven't seen Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And I haven't seen Magnum PI or Miami. Like, I haven't watched an episode of those.
Okay.
I know what they are.
Mine is I've never seen an episode of any CSI. Never.
Very sparingly.
Yeah.
Like, if it just pops up, you know.
Never watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I have because of Becky.
Becky likes
that
show.
She's obsessed.
I have never watched it. I never watched, I'm trying to think of like, there's a show that people told me I would really like, but I've never seen is The Shield.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
I've never seen one, but everybody tells me like you would really like
it. What about Lafemme Nikita, whatever that show was?
Lafemme Nikita, that came on after Raw?
Yes.
I never stayed tuned.
What was the other one? Like Silk Stockings?
Silk Stockings.
Yes.
Stockings.
And then
like a light erotic thriller.
For Nitro, it was ER.
Yeah,
ER was before Nitro.
Yeah, I've seen ER. I'm trying to think of like another.
What about movies that everybody's seen, but you like?
Throw one out, and I'll tell you. Throw one. Like what? Okay, let's. I'll tell you what. What are the 10 highest grossing movies of all time?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is not actually because these aren't classic movies.
It's going to be like the newer ones, like Spider-Man.
I've seen The Lion King. I didn't see Jurassic World.
But that Lion King's the live action one, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, if it is, that's awful.
I think that's the live action one.
Like, look,
type in most popular movies of all time, not the highest grossing, because that's going to take into account like that's just going to be today's movies.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay. The most watched movies. There we go. I haven't seen
Scarface.
I haven't seen number one.
What's number one?
Titanic.
You've never seen Titanic?
Never watched it.
What?
Now it became a thing in college, and I was just like, I'm not going to watch that.
Oh wow!
All right, so I've seen that. I haven't seen that.
I thought everybody had seen Titanic.
I haven't seen it. E.T.
Never seen it.
No, I have seen it.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. Wizard of Oz. We've both
seen it.
The first Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay. Lord of the Rings: Return of the King. I've seen it.
Only a billion times.
Yeah, I've seen it a billion times. Snow White.
Yeah.
Seen it.
The cartoon.
Yeah.
There's 100 of those. Yeah.
T2.
Terminator.
Terminator 2. Yeah. The animated Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather.
Mm-hmm.
The Jesus film.
The Jesus film.
I think
I've
seen it. I think they showed it. They showed it on TV.
Jesus film. I'm trying to think which one that is.
Yeah, let me see. Let me open this.
Is it like from the 70s?
Yes, from 79. I've seen that.
Yeah, we had that on VHS. Yeah. We watched that every year.
I am not surprised to learn that.
My mom, like, we were the quintessential Christian family.
We're 20 videos, 20 movies here. Jurassic Park, seen it.
Yes. Yeah. With Newman.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen all the
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Shawshank.
Yes.
Schindler's List.
I haven't seen that.
Never seen it.
I don't know a lot of people that have, to be honest with you. Like I
know a guy who made out during it.
George Costanza?
No, it wasn't George.
Oh, it was Jerry. Yeah.
It was Jerry. The Dark Knight, only a billion times.
Yeah, that's probably your most watched movie ever.
It is. I can quote a lot of it. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I've never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
I I saw like the first three, and then I don't know if there's been any more after that or
Jaws.
A bunch.
I've never seen Jaws.
Have you really
I know,
not?
I know what Jaws is and all that, but I've never sat down and watched the movie beginning to end. I've come in at parts of it. I know how it ends, but like I've never sat down and watched beginning to end Jaws.
I watched that when I was a kid. I watched that with my cousins at a beach house. And I legitimately thought a shark was going to climb up the steps from the bay, not even salt water or whatever. This is like natural water.
Yeah.
That it was going to climb up the steps into the building. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
The last two are two of my favorite movies. Fight Club.
Yes. Tyler Durden.
I love Fight Club. So
great movie.
Pulp Fiction.
I have not seen Pulp Fiction.
What?
Yeah.
That's
I've
really
seen,
surprising.
I've seen scenes.
Man, you should
That's
watch
one of the
Pulp
ones.
Fiction.
That one and Reservoir Dogs, I've not seen.
You see Reservoir Dogs? Mm-mm. Oh, you would love those two movies. You would absolutely love them.
Like, I've been meaning to go through like the Quentin Tarantino movies that I haven't seen. I think that's the only two.
I think of the top
25. I think I've seen Dust to Dawn.
There's one more in the top 25. Neither one of us will have seen, I don't think. So we'll finish it up. 21, Forrest Gump. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Shrek.
Yeah, I've seen that a bunch.
Times. Transformers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And then Citizen Kane.
I haven't seen Citizen Kane.
Never seen that. So. There we go.
Orson Welles. Yeah.
Trying to think. I've seen, and then like the next three, the next four are classic movies. I've never seen Psycho.
The original Norman Psycho. Bates.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Sound of Music, I've seen 100 times. Ben-Hur.
Yes, okay. Charlton Heston.
Unbelievably good movie.
Very good movie.
Gone
Ten
with the
Commandments
Wind.
Is a great movie.
Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story.
One of those were those movies that used to come with two VHSs,
yes,
and
yes.
You would have to like put the second one in.
We watched Gone with the Wind in school.
We did too.
And one of the parents got mad because he says, I don't give a damn. So we couldn't watch it. We never got to watch it again.
We used to watch Braveheart, and my teacher would stand in front of the TV when they were
when they were flashing everybody.
When
that.
They when they were
when other things were
not
happening.
That oh not that part, but the one where they just gotten married, Mel Gibson's
yeah, yeah.
wife, and they were
so just in front of the TV. Yeah,
yeah the teacher would All just right. stand there in front of the TV, and then
number 30 is Saving Private Ryan. I've both seen that.
Great movie.
Yeah. All right,
true story.
It is
more of a true story than The Blind Side.
It very much is. Cameron Worm,
Big Worm.
If you were president, what would you do to make Mississippi State better? Now, is he asking this as president of America or president of Mississippi State?
President of Mississippi State, which we answered this last week.
Oh, okay, well, then we'll move forward.
That well, I think it was like, you know, would you rather, which one of you would be AD or president? But we talked about things that would change.
Ford Polk, is it possible that State never plays Alabama with Kalen DeBoer as the coach?
Yes, it very much is.
Because if they don't make the playoff this year, and then they don't make it next year. When they come back on the schedule in 26, he will not be there. I agree.
Yeah.
What's the better coloring for State script? Maroon lettering, white outline, or white lettering with maroon outline? I like maroon lettering, white outline. You're trying to picture it in your head.
Yeah. Maroon lettering with white outline or white lettering. Like the letter is inside
is white.
Yes, I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They tried to do that with the M State, remember?
Yeah.
And that was awful.
Yeah.
The current M State, I know we've gotten, you know, we're haters of it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually, that's the best looking version of the M State.
Oh, yeah.
The one with it's maroon. Oh. It's got, I think it's got like a black outline.
There you go. See what just happened?
What just happened?
Preston Smith is now a Steeler.
Dude,
that's very
he is going to eat in that defense.
Him and TJ?
They are going to absolutely. And, I mean,
that's tough.
It's not, they got Alex Highsmith, they got Nick Herbert. It's going to be tough to block everybody that they got coming after them. We got Mike Williams today too.
I saw that. Yeah,
I'm pumped.
All right, Steven asked.
They're going for it.
Yeah, Steven asked us. I went and visited my grandmother in Eupora recently, but on the way there, I stopped and ate at Nails, and it was just as good as I remembered. Which begs the questions: Have you guys been there to eat yet? What are you doing next Saturday when State's off?
Probably nothing. We need to go. I've been trying to, Stephen, I've been trying to get Brian. We've been trying to set this up for a while.
Tell Big Daddy we're going.
Big Daddy wants to go.
We're going.
My family's been there many times.
We're going to go next Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday the 16th.
We can go.
We'll see if we can go.
Yeah. Stephen, my family is also from Eupora. My grandparents, everybody, they're all from there. My dad was raised there. And we've been to Nails several times. It is a It is a hidden gem if you've never been on Highway 82 down that stretch. It's in between Eupora and Kilmichael, and it's delicious. It's really good.
All right, last one.
We'll have to go.
Yeah. Last one. I'm sorry, no, we got a couple more here. Brogan Fairchild asks us, name a video game that changed your idea of what video games could be. Answer for people your age is going to be Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is probably it. Because, you go from 8-bit to people are
That immersive world.
cardboard
Yeah.
almost.
Yeah.
And then you go to a place, it's a total, you're in a big
It's in a
city.
world, yeah.
Yeah. You're driving around in a car. You can change the station to, my station was rock, 80s rock music, stuff like that. Grand Theft Auto, it really did change. And it did nothing to me mentally. People tried to blame the video game for school shootings and stuff.
Right.
It did nothing to me. It didn't
Right.
affect me
You
at
would have killed
all.
people before you watched that game. I remember that.
Yeah, that wasn't a video
Yeah.
game.
So mine is not like a console game. It's Command and Conquer. You remember that?
Yes.
That's mine.
It's kind of like Risk, right?
Yeah, but you had to build your base and then you go attack. And World of Warcraft is kind of like that Warcraft. But Warcraft was one. I enjoyed playing that when I was
I never got
younger.
into that.
But Command and Conquer was I was a huge fan of it. So that's the answer for
Dungeons
that.
and Dragons. Did you
I
play
didn't
that?
play
That
that.
was.
That's not really a video game, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, was that a video game, Command and Conquer?
Yeah.
Is it a video game or like computer?
It's a computer game.
Okay.
It's a video game. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I've.
You're thinking just like a console. Yeah, it's not yet. Where do you think State needs to finish in the SEC tournament to get a top four seed in the NCAA tournament? I think they may have that
They're
already
probably already in,
probably locked
but
up. But
to be for sure, I would say win
they win the semis.
today.
They go to the semis. They would.
Just today, if they win today, they're in the
Yeah. So
semifinals. They're in the
yeah.
quarterfinals.
Yeah. That would
If
be.
you go to the semifinals and you
You're
only
in.
have two losses in the regular
You're
season,
in. All right. Last one from Steve Mormon. If you and Robbie could do a Zach Galifianakis between the Ferns style interview, who would it be? Also, same thing, but the interviewee has to have Mississippi State ties. So we can do one that's not Mississippi State and one that is.
Zach Selman would be one.
Selman would be the one
He
because
would be.
I think he'd sell. He'd be in on the joke.
Yeah.
Mullen would be good too, I think.
Yes.
Mullen would be like,
He'd
okay.
give it back to you.
Especially if like you start off like we're here with Mississippi State head coach Dan Mullen. I'm glad you took this seriously today and wore pants.
Yes.
And then he would just go from there. Who would I like to interview? Gotta hide this big old, never mind.
Good gosh. I did not think you were going to go
Well,
that direction.
I thought he was gonna, we're trying to make it funny. Who would I want to interview that could be, but I want it to be fun. So I would want to do one where like the guy's not getting the joke. Like, who would be a good one? It'd be Trump. Because he would just
Yeah.
be, he'd be like, why are you making, Brian, you're a piece of garbage. Why are you making fun of me? Were
I
you and
think
Robbie?
some of it he would get.
I don't know.
He's been on so many of those. Like he was on Theo Von.
Yeah.
Theo Von was like, "Yeah, it's just a shame. Like you can't do cocaine anymore or something like
Love cocaine. I don't know who I would want to like who would I who's somebody I would just want to interview. Like to interview Ohtani be like, okay, for real. We all know you're gambling, all right?
Yeah,
How do you say winner winner lobster dinner in Japanese? All right. How do you say it? Don't act like you're not gambling.
does he speak English?
I don't think so.
That's interesting.
Well, I don't know. So, all right, that's all for today. All right, guys, tomorrow's show, little hoops, little football. We're going to be joined by Ben McKee from Vols 24/7. Get a little preview
Does
of
a
the.
really good job.
Oh, he's great. We'll talk to him
Does
about
really
the
good baseball.
game, and we'll get you ready for everything happening in Mississippi State this week. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you again very, very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Ah!
You are innocence personified, and I will track you down and sell you out. Run away.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.